Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll hear from some debutantes, take a bike ride, soar with the Eagles, and hear the difference between here and here. A couple of weeks ago, I played Hawaiian Hospitality by the debutantes. I had a request for more by the debutantes, so here they are again, along with some other debutantes.
Forget your dancing classes, forget your old professors while you take a bit of advice. There's a new dance designed for folks who do dance, and even those who don't will find it very simple and nice. You will do the ha-cha-cha, or any two can do the ha-cha-cha. From simple dairy maid to princess, it captures everyone a little bit of it. Convinces that life is full of fun, the tubas blow so low, so oom-pa-pa. While all the dancers answer ha-cha-cha. I know to hear it is to love it when you get into the spirit of it. You will do the ha-cha-cha too.
Take me where the songbirds sweet refrains. We'll make hay while the sun shines. We'll make love when it rains. From the hustle and the bustle of the city, we'll become a pair of country folks. In a little cottage city pretty, we'll be Mr. and Mrs. Dopes. Take me where the daisies cover the country lanes. We'll make hay while the sun shines. We'll make love when
while we danced the debutante waltz, I felt at a glance the thrill of romance. Our hearts seemed to dance together. The skyline of steel seemed softly unreal while we danced the debutante waltz. A roof-bedded bower, a ceiling of stars, we kissed in a shower of moonlight. That evening with you, love made its debut. While we danced the debutante waltz.
syncopated piano of Britain's Patricia Rossborough with Dainty Debutantes from a Parlophone 78 made in London in February of 1938. Before that, we heard Abe Lyman and his orchestra with the Debutante Waltz from December 4, 1939. We started that debutante set with a pair of recordings by the vocal group The Debutantes, whom we heard from last week. The first was with Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees, who were doing the ha-cha-cha on September 7, 1934, and the second, We'll Make Hay While the Sun Shines, with Ted Fiorito and his orchestra in October of 1933. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I recently sold a Bianchi road bicycle, which I rode from Los Angeles to Mono Lake, a distance of about 400 miles, each year for 5 years running in the Mono Lake Committee's Mono Lake Bikeathon fundraiser back in the late 80s and early 90s. With the drop handlebars and that tiny racing seat, it just wasn't comfortable for me to ride anymore, so I replaced it with a new Trek 7300 Bike Path Hybrid. This past Friday, which by coincidence just happened to be Earth Day, I took the new bike and rode the train to my office and then pedaled the 17-plus miles home that afternoon. It was a perfect day weather-wise, and this might become a regular thing. So here's a set of rapidly rotating records about bicycles, beginning with Abe Lyman and his California Orchestra.
Thank you. love is on bicycle wheels.
Merrily, merrily we roll along.
Who needs automobiles? There's nothing like pedaling, pedaling, pedaling two on a bike. Take a one-seater and what could be sweeter than two on a bike? There's lots of freewheeling and chances for stealing a kiss on a bike. While we go pedaling, pedaling, pedaling two on a bike. Up and down, around the town, and out among the farms.
Because you can't have gasoline,
you can't have a girl in your arms. I'm happy I'm facing the chance of embracing a girl that I like. While we go pedaling, 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 two on a bike.
Had to go into 1943 to complete that set of bicycle songs. That was the vocal group Six Hits and a Miss, backed by the Gordon Jenkins Orchestra and Two on a Bike. The July 24, 1943 edition of Music Amusement Machine magazine, which apparently was a trade publication for the jukebox industry, described that record as a cute and novel ditty dished up in fancy dress by the rhythmic harmonies of the vocal group, and that the youthful and modern arrangement is enhanced by the bright instrumental background laid down by the band. The site is sure to create a great deal of interest among the Phono fans. On the flip side, which they call its platter mate, is Bye Bye Blackbird. Before Two on a Bike, it was the Old Time Waltz Medley by Sam Lannon and his orchestra, consisting of Let Me Call You Sweetheart, Little Annie Rooney, Annie Rooney, not Andy Rooney, My Gal Sal, Sweet Rosie O'Grady, Comrades, and On a Bicycle Built for Two. That perfect 78 was recorded November 4, 1931. We begin that Velocipede set with Abe Lyman and his California Orchestra, with the Revere Sisters providing the vocal on When I Was the Girl on the Scooter and You Were the Boy on the Bike from October 12, 1933. For the past several weeks, my wife and I have been watching two bald eagle families on Catalina Island, thanks to the Institute for Wildlife Studies' live bald eagle nest webcams. The West End nest has three chicks, which were hatched early this month, and the Two Harbors nest has one chick, hatched in late March. Thanks to the infrared cameras, you can watch day or night, and it's really quite fascinating to watch the parents trading off caring for the young and flying off shortly to return with a meal of some poor unsuspecting fish or mammal. The young eagles will be ready to fly off on their own sometime in July. You can see the eagle nest cameras at www.iws.org. So to celebrate the Catalina Island bald eagles, here are some rapidly rotating records about eagles, avian and otherwise.
and you, and you, you better get hep to Uncle Sam.
Feed that eagle.
Dig down.
Feed that eagle.
Dig way down.
No denying, keep him flying in the air. Every hour.
Time's a waste.
He needs power.
Yes, yes.
Better feed him, cause we need him in the air. That old bird's been our friend. He don't pretend. He'll stand by you, so you stand by him. Feed that eagle.
Dig down.
Feed that eagle.
Dig way down.
Keep him high.
We began that Eagle set with Vernon Dullhart and Lindbergh, the Eagle of the USA, recorded May 23, 1927, just 2 days after Lucky Lindy's solo transatlantic flight. That was followed by Raymond Scott, probably best known for his 1937 composition Powerhouse, used in 1940s Warner Brothers cartoons. Raymond Scott was also known for his unusual song titles, such as Dinner Music for a Pack of Hungry Cannibals and War Dance for Wooden Indians. We heard Eagle Beak, recorded by Raymond Scott and his new orchestra in Chicago on November 29, 1940. We finished up with Alvino Ray and his orchestra with just one of the four King sisters, Yvonne King, and chorus, providing the vocal on Feed That Eagle. That was recorded in Hollywood on October 24, 1941, and was an entertaining way of asking people to buy bonds to support the war effort. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, and speaking of ways to ask people to support efforts, if you're on Facebook, won't you consider becoming a Facebook fan of the show? I know way more people listen than the number of Facebook fans would indicate, but still, it'd be nice to get into three digits, if not four. Just put Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box to get to the page and click Like. Thanks. Last week we did a whole show on homonyms, words that are pronounced the same but have different spellings. Well, for the last two segments of the show, we're going to hear a couple more, and here's the first.
Thank you. Happy manner, they hide behind that banner. I think I hear them coming. I hear the drum rum coming. I like to hear a military band. I think the way they play a march is grand. I like that Sousa Pepo, they never lose a step-o. I am so very military to music that is bright and merry. I like the way they play the Stars and Stripes. I lose the blues and throw away my cares. Forever, I am so very partial to music that is martial. I like to hear a military band.
Lovely moon is shining. Don't you think we ought to take a walk? Did I hear you say, okay, that's the way I like to hear you talk. Don't you think you ought to stop and kiss me? Don't you dare to let me hear you squall. Did I hear you say, okay, that's the way I like to hear you talk. Gee, you're great, you're swell, you're wonderful. Oh, how we agree. You know how I go for you. could you kind of go for me? Don't you think we ought to call a preacher? Shuffle off to Buffalo, New York. Did I hear you say, what's that you say? No, oh, okay. That's the way I like to hear you talk.
The King of Hotcha, Harry Roy, with Bill Curry vocalizing on That's the Way I Like to Hear You Talk, written by Maurice Siegler, Al Goodhart, and Al Hoffman. That recording is from December 6, 1934, and was preceded by Parker Gibbs with Ted Weems and his orchestra, and I Love to Hear a Military Band, from September 24, 1931. Phil Baxter wrote I Love to Hear a Military Band. We began that Hear H-E-A-R set with B.A. Rolfe and his Palladior Orchestra and a 4-minute-plus Edison Electrical recording of Can't You Hear Me Say I Love You, waxed October 28, 1927. Can't You Hear Me Say I Love You was composed by Burton Brown, and although Rolfe's recording is an instrumental, there are lyrics which are written by Charles Derrickson.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Here, H-E-R-E, is the final segment of tonight's show, starting off with Bill Johnson's Hokum Jug Band.
Now here, now I ain't gonna let you break up my flat. Take your time, now easy now. Wait a minute, here's the law from it. All right, you hold me a door.
Thank you. anywhere as long as I'm with you. Rain may fall, but what's the difference after all, as long as I'm with you? If I but knew that you were always at my side, come what may, say I'd be satisfied. Here or there, gee, I'd be happy anywhere as long as I'm with you.
Began this here set with Bill Johnson's Hokum Jug Band and a Brunswick test pressing from March 20th, 1929, Don't Drink It In Here. Bill Johnson, who played string bass, and Frankie Halfpint Jackson exchanged the vocal banter. Next it was Ted Lewis and his band, July 28th, 1933, and Here You Come With Love, written by Joe Trent, Harry Tobias, and Charles Daniels. And we finished up with Ben Selvin performing double duty, leading the orchestra and providing the vocal on Here or There, recorded July 1st, 1927. Here or There was written by Benny Davis and Jesse Greer. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.